you don't wear a belt, you can hold up your pants with
suspenders.
How about these leg coverings that...
Leggings.
Who?
Leggings?
Uh-huh. You beat me to it. Well, you understand what's going on now. For your wedding, if you only have old clothes, you have to go out and get what?
You don't have what?
Well, let's say you have only old clothes and you're going to get married. So you go down to the clothing store to buy a...
You're going to buy your suit of clothes.
An old one?
No. Buy a new suit of clothes. You're going to get married.
I did that. I still got it. The moths are fighting me for it. And let's see, usually you have that, you buy it off the rack and the fella puts it on you and then you have it.
Off the rack?
Well, that's the way I buy mine. I just go in and pick out a suit and put it on and the fella sees where it fits and where it doesn't. And he sees to it that the suit is...
Well, see, suit it fits you and get to the length of the pants and cut them all to fit.
Mm-hmm.
Waist measurement, tape if necessary.
When I get all done, I say, this suit has been fitted, or it's been fit, or...
Been fitted. Being fitted while you're in there.
Uh-huh. When you get too much stuff in your pocket and it sort of pooches out, what do you say it does?
It bulges your pocket.
Yeah.
Your pocket's all bulged out there.
That's my problem. I always want to carry too much. Before they came out with sanitizing, this used to be a problem. You get a shirt and fit fine when you bought it.
Yeah, but then that'll shrink up on you.
Yeah. If you saw somebody with his eyes bulging out and his collar tight, you'd say his shirt.
His shirt collar is too damn tight.
Yeah. And his shirt has... His shirt has...
Shirt has shrunk up?
Uh-huh.
Shirt has shrunk?
Uh-huh.
Collar?
Yeah. What do you call it when you have a peach with a skin that's all, you know, sort of dried up and wrinkled? You say the peach is...
Swiveled.
Let's see, now we'll move to the bedroom. What do you put your head on at night?
Pillow.
And the cover for this is a...
Usually a sheet. This kind of weather.
Well, I was thinking of the color cover for the pillow.
Oh, pillowcase.
And what do you call this ornamental bed cover? The one that you put on top?
Bedspread.
And one of those heavy ones that is made out of different colored material and is sewn, little patterns sewn in it. Maybe your mother used
quilt, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Did she ever make any of those?
Oh, my mother made a lot of them.
Did she ever make any of the kind that had cotton inside and then little ties coming up through?
Mm-hmm.
What were those called?
It's called, she had a pair of quilting frames. She made those quilted.
Uh-huh.
That's what's called quilt.
Did you have anything else like that?